It's Raz FM with John Legend, Nervous, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And this evening, we're having a conversation about the Cyber Crimes Act, mainly focusing on some of the mistakes we make. And the conversation we're having this evening is very sensitive because I know it is one that affects all of us. Mainly, it's a conversation around how we react to issues around infidelity. The question of the evening being, if your partner cheats, do you blame them or their lover for hurting you? Please do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Kuthi wena uma ngabe sowutholile mhlambe kuthi no lana kunendvule indakalako, who do you blame? Because we've seen a lot of shocking things even on socials, you know, people exposing people for being in secret relationships. Nebani babo munda posted ithombe, yeah, mthendiseni lona e home wrecker yini yini. And funny enough, kwendwa ngithi bafati kakhulu, sometimes sizesilwe. That is why if you go on socials, there's always an ongoing war between side chicks and main chicks or wives. But now the reality is, there are certain things you cannot do. And I'm not saying you should be okay with you know, infidelity, because in reality is sometimes once you listen to what the angry person has to say, you come to understand where the anger is coming from. In cheating, it's not just about a jealous partner reacting because they are jealous and now they know because they are sharing their partner. There are a lot of things that happen when you have a cheating partner. Akekho umuntu lonetinginga njengomuntu onepartner lechithako. Akekho umuntu lohlala gula, lohlala impilo yakhe imess njengomuntu who has a cheating partner. Mainly because we don't all practice the same thing spiritually. So when ungabuka kuthi okay le cheating yakhe, you know, it's just a minor thing, it's not. There are people who lose their jobs, that lose assets because of cheating. Ahamba yo cheater muntu nemuntu logangako, ubona impilo yakho seyahlangahlangana, ama finances akho kuhlangahlangane emsebentini kungahambi kahle, nawe ungavisisi kuthi kwendekalani. Ubone nje ukuthi la kunenkinga. Labanye baze basho ukuthi when this thing started, my skin looked great. All of a sudden, I've got breakouts. Sengihambe ma specialist nanani. Sengigulwa tifo nabodokotela labangadi ukuthi kahle kahle kumele bendeni ngoba bazame konke. So cheating is a very serious issue. Akusindo le minor. You can die from just having a partner that cheats. If achitene muntu lo wrong, there are people who develop bo cervical cancer because of having a partner that is cheating. In fact, it has been proven with having a cheating partner as a woman puts you at risk of developing a cervical cancer. There are those who've even opened up about their own stories. Kuthi mina ngabaketela but ekugcineni kwangkhosta sibeletho ngaphuma kuloya mshado kuleya relationship sibeletho sesihambile. So you understand why ngithi sometimes we might want to judge how people react to this issue, but if mundu ati, this is what I have become, this is how I've been affected by this thing that's going on, then you take a step back and say, no, your anger is justified, but maybe now we need to work on you being more realistic around how you handle it. So I'm going to be getting into, you know, the dangers of reacting on socials and taking people's pictures to expose them. Hey, lona, ngumthakathi, uchitha likhaya lami, buka nginjani, ungende ini kuthi kunebungozi. And I'll explain kuthi kanjani. But do let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's RazFM 943, kuthi if your partner cheats, do you blame them or their lover for hurting you? And we'll get into that as well. But for now, it's Raz FM with Mary J. Blige, Just Fine. And you're still tuned into Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And we're having a conversation about the Cyber Crimes Act. Ngoba, hey, we have one makfiga la emcholweni, umbe my relationship. Aika. We vent shame. We vent on socials and we end up bashing people. Yeah, nang lona. Hey, mtagati in iri. But this is what you need to know. Did you know that you can be sued for posting a statement that could cause harm to others? So this relates to a situation where you are trying to expose them for being with your partner and what they are doing to you, and you're telling people to make them trend and to help you in fighting against them. Even if you did not post the original content but shared a malicious post which is seen as endorsement of said content, legal action can be taken against you. Everyone found to have contributed to the false statement or defamatory content could be held liable for defamation. So we also need to be careful. But we do get emotional, especially if it's something that you can relate to in your own personal life. Ugwandlula khona or ubukene nako. Ungathola nawe vele sothi ya vele laba ya asim trendise. Nawe so uyakubona. Now another one is stealing someone's images is also theft, because obviously uma ngabe lo mlo uvana nemuntu wakho akakunikethi list form. You did your own digging, wasthola wathi ya nasi ngiyosebenzisa kumhlambalato. When you share any content as if it was your own without permission from and credit to the author or creator, you are stealing, and legal action could be taken against you. When you use someone else's creation without their permission, you are violating a copyright law, and you could be liable for copyright infringement. Now, this also relates to a situation where mhlambe yena bekatendele video yakhe or whatever. When I saw ya itata and you using that against them, especially if it's people that have brands, because people do it. Uma ngabe mhlambe umuntu lotisebentako any business yakhe uyi promoter on my socials, so tethe kona logo when it's ya mfuna kumlaya abantu bangasayi support i business yakhe bayathi ukuthi ugana amadodze bantu. Hey, don't do it. Don't do it, Slobo Sam. Now, what are the consequences of Cyber Crimes Act on social media abuse? Now, the Act now criminalizes certain actions which will specifically impact social media usage, including disclosing and electronic data messages which incites damage to property belonging to or violence against a person or a group of persons, which is Section 14, and threatens a person or a group of persons with damage to property or violence, and a reasonable person in possession of the same information with due regard to all the circumstances would perceive the message either by itself or in conjunction with any other message or information as a threat of damage to property or violence to a person or group of persons. So you see why it's iba tricky lapha ekthenini. You are hurting, you know that this person is involved nemuntu wakho mhlambe vele kukhona ndivelene dana dona, you know, via African spirituality, and then you decide kus no ngifuna kum expose yana ngilomthakathi nani, you know. Other people might react violently because obviously sithombe salomuntu sebanaso uma bahlangana naye edrobheni nani, ngoba people get emotional as well, especially if it's something they can relate to. So you've endangered their life because now everyone who feels touched by your story might react to, you know, what you have shared uma hlangana nalomuntu in any way that might cause harm to them. So hey, it's a tough one, I know. And akekho umuntu longabi emotional, as being honest. So nge wazi weva kuthi hey lana kudlela kumbe konekalana siyahlangahlangana. That is why it's very important for us to also seek professional help. Uma ngabe sekufike la now weva kuthi hathi nangahlangana naye ngifuna kumshaya ngifuna kumendani, ngithi mina go and seek counseling and deal with it wena as an individual, because akekho lomunye umuntu longakusida noma singathi hayi myekele kutoba ngqono. Le ndiviwa nguwe, the reality of what is really going on iyatiwa nguwe, iphilwa nguwe. So it's definitely going to impact on your mental health, and you'll end up doing things that are out of character and above everything else, which break the law. So hey, it's a tough one, but asike sizame man kuse sifune inqetho. When it's relevant. Ngiyakeng bathandze bantu who the minute they are faced with a challenge like this, they shift the focus from the relationship to themselves. Atsi, I'm going to start being selfish. I'm focusing on me, on my goals, on my healing emotionally and mentally. And when I'm ready to make a decision about this relationship, I will do so. But for now, I'm not going to deal with the people involved. That's also another way of reacting to issues around infidelity. I'm going to be getting into your comments as to if your partner cheats, do you blame them or their lover for hurting you? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943, and you know what to do. Sizimumalang, Azish. It's Rise FM with Chris Brown, Residual, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. So I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, goods, if your partner cheats, do you blame them or their lover for hurting you. Ngiyati ukuthi hayi kutoba lithi ke manje. Hey kutoba lithi ngoba many of us struggle to first deal with the real culprit, but we want to punish lolomunye. Then ekugcineni acknowledge ukuthi no mara kahle kahle ngiflopa ngowe sithandwa sami. So this is what you had to say on the station's Facebook page, it's Razz FM 943. Lungelo langa uthi blame my partner, at least after we break up I still keep uthi I think dignity intact. Lindo man Madonsela uthi I'll blame myself and her for not taking or rather talking to me about what's going on and not giving her attention. Simpi was switch innocent uthi I blame myself for loving her. Momongosi uthi no, I don't blame, I cheat he draw. Nomqebo makwa Aisha fakude uthi I blame him for not seeing my worth in his life, so the girl did not shella herself. Zodwa Emelina uthi lo wami nguye lo wrong. Pamela Vilakazi uthi it's fair to hold my partner accountable for hurting me if he decides to cheat. He would have made a choice to violate the trust and commitment in our relationship, even if there were problems beforehand. Cheating is still a decision and one that often causes deep emotional pain. Tulani Babolandi Lepagania, it's obvious I blame her. Uvume njani abe athi kahle ukuthi ngikhona empilweni yakhe. Inopro Ngwenyama Junior uthi yeah, especially lowakami. Victor Mkiti uthi them. Mbendulo Keke Grayson uthi hello Fezile, I don't waste my time blaming people and I don't blame myself either. They are adults, they knew exactly what they were doing, and I'll just move on and leave her in peace, because a cheater will always be a cheater. So true, because let's just cut to see in denial, which is a normal part of grieving, whether you are grieving the loss of a loved one to death or you are grieving the loss of a partner. Ukalube in denial. Ukalus, no man, this person is not exactly what they've shown me to be. You know, bantu bajelasi bebamgana ngoba vele bafuna kuvisa mina ebhlungu bafuna kukhipha mina ya mdeni bufaka ticithu. Hey, you'll hear all sorts of funny stories. You will hear all sorts of funny stories when a person is still going through it. But once you deal with the emotional pain or damage and how it's affecting you mentally, you come back ke manje u reason like an adult, because look, this person does not have the qualities of the kind of partner that I want and that I need for what I'm building. And emina mangimqoma or mangimshela, this was what I was looking for and they deceived me. Bangenda ngabeliva ukuthi unawo lama attributes lengifuna wona, lama qualities alenhlobo ye partner lengifuna yona. So I can't now fight everyone who gets caught up in our mess. No, the reality is I haven't found what I'm looking for and I should continue looking for it. So yabona lapho, so uhilile ke lapho. You are in touch with reality and you understand ukuthi look, it's either you are going to go crazy uhambulana wonke lomuntu utihlekisise ngebandvu, or you are going to be realistic. You are going to be honest with yourself ukuthi a mistake yami leading to me finding myself in the situation to begin with was getting involved with this one. Which means if I don't want these kind of problems, fanele ngihlukane with this one. Ngiyothola umuntu lo tonginikeza inkinga lengingakhona ukuthi beketelela letingafani nalena.